on the line now. I have Maurice Cleary, and he's the park service manager in the Phoenix Park. Hello, good morning, Maurice. How are you?
Hello, Noel. How are you keeping?
Well, what's it like up there today?
It's quite cold and windy and that, but it's grand. It's dry here at the moment. It's not too bad.
Okay, celebrating 350 years now. I know you've lots of things we're going to talk about, and I'll get all the details off you first, and then at the end, if people want to know about what's going to be happening.
Yeah, sure. That's grand, yeah.
Well, can you give us the details of your website or phone number?
The website is phoenixpark.ie. A lot of the stuff that we've planned for the year is not finalised yet. So basically, if you keep an eye on the website and that, you will see month by month we'll be actually finalising plans and that type of thing.
Yeah, well, I have a son that lives up near there, and I'm up there quite a bit, and I'm especially up in there at Bloom every year as well.
Oh, yeah, that was a great success last year.
It's great, absolutely great for the past couple of years. But there'll be something up there. I mean, there's something for everybody up there, even without the events and the celebrations.
Yeah, well, look, just to explain what we're doing this year, this is a special year. We're celebrating 350 years of the Phoenix Park. The Office of Public Works and the OPW have a list of things they're going to be doing throughout the year to celebrate this year. The park was formed by the Duke of Ormond in 1662 and was primarily a royal hunting park for King Charles II. And at the moment it's populated by about 500 fallow deer. Mm-hmm. So to celebrate this 350, we have a whole load of things going on through the year. And if you like, I'll run down through some of them.
Please do, yeah.
Yeah, we have a photographic competition for the public. Again, the detail of this will be on the website. It isn't finalised yet. But basically, we'll be asking people to come in, take pictures of nature, buildings, animals, and so on. And there will be a central place where you'll submit those photographs to. The detail of that hasn't been finalised yet. But that is coming up. So we have a spring and winter lecture series. There'll be lectures throughout the park, on the park and that, right throughout the year. We have a primary schools competition. We're going to ask kids what they like about the park. It's birds, it's deers, and whatever we get back in will be displayed in our visitor centre and that. We have a special events like the 350. We're talking about a street party where we might close down Park of Chesterfield Avenue. And we'll basically have bands and maybe a farmer's market and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But again, that's only in the planning stage at the moment, and we're hoping to do that around Easter. We'll have lectures on the Cavendish murders, which took place on the 6th of May, 1882. The Garda Historical Society are organising this. We have health and well-being workshops, and we have the Northern Ireland Heritage Gardens Committee annual conference, which will celebrate the Phoenix Park this year. That's their main theme this year.
Okay. So there's going to be plenty going on there. And the thing is it visited by schools in general?
Oh, it is. We had 480,000 people visited Ashtown Visitor Centre alone last year.
Mm-hmm.
They reckon somewhere between 18 million and 20 million passed through the park. Dublin Zoo got over a million visitors last year. You know, so for a small place, it was 1,752 acres, it gets an awful lot of people in that, you know?
Yeah, and a point of argument, maybe you could put the, I don't know if it's a myth or true, but I know it's bigger than Central Park, but is it the biggest park in Europe?
The biggest enclosed park in Europe, it is, yeah.
Wow. Wow, so that's true. Okay, so we can lay that to rest. I've heard so many arguments over the years over that, but
that's a fact.
Okay, and there's going to be the great Glasshouse revival as well.
Yeah, the plans are there actually. Yeah, to actually put in the wall garden in Ashtown Visitor Centre. They're talking about restoring the old glasshouse, put back in the old glasshouse that were there and that. And there's an arboretum going in there later on in the year to celebrate 350.
Okay, and the kids' summer camp as well. I mean, the kids don't need much of theirs. Once you have a run-around space for kids and a ball, you're laughing. But
absolutely, yeah.
You've got to add to it now.
That will happen this year as well. And we have a whole load of things going on in Ashtown Visitor Centre, which I haven't explained to you, which, the Seamus Cairns collection of old postcards of the Phoenix Park. The Ordnance Survey are going to be doing historical maps of the Phoenix Park. We have a woman coming in to do the connection between James Joyce, the Phoenix Park, and Chapelizod. We have the 80th anniversary of the Eucharistic Congress, where over, 750,000 visited the park in 1932.
Mm. I think the only crowd in the park to top that was the Pope's in 79.
You're bang on, that's right. There was over a million at the Pope's Mass in 79.
Okay.
In September, we have the motor racing. It took place here originally in 1903. Now, it hasn't been in for the last 2 years, but they're coming back this year, and they're putting on a special exhibition, you know, with videos, footage, photos, vintage cars, and they're going to be celebrating the... I'm just looking here.
I'm just thinking about the park over the years. In 350 years, it's more or less remained unscathed. I don't know if there have been any interference or proposal by any particular governments over the many years change it at all.
Our current boss, Dr. John McCullen, he's made a point in the last 20, 25 years, like restoring, we restore everything that was originally there, you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
We try and restore. So we launched the Conservation Management Plan, which is kind of a vision for the park for the next 20, 30 years and that, last September.
No, I'm just
and that outlines basically what we envisage for the park going forward, you know?
Yeah, that's the future. I was sort of referring to the past to the extent that it's amazing that the size of it, that it has, with the way some of the country's been ravaged with buildings and stuff like that, that part of it hasn't been taken for one, maybe for a, because it's used as a drive-through as well, that it hasn't been part of it taken away and used as a motorway or something, you know what I mean? It's amazing. It's
yeah, well, it's been
that.
Under pressure from all angles, as you can imagine, over the last, particularly over the last 30, 40 years. But hopefully from Easter on, we're going to be locking down half of Chesterfield Avenue every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to try and reclaim the park for the people, you know?
Yeah.
That it's not a drive-through, you know what I mean?
Okay. Is there anything in particular, apart from the zoo, that's very, very popular up there that people go to see all the time?
Well, look, apart from the deer, the zoo, the visitor centre is quite popular in that. Obviously, the playgrounds and that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we have things like, we've runs here right through the park, which happen year in, year out, like the Great Ireland Run.
Yeah.
The Bloom Festival, which you've mentioned already.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there.
Sorry. Yeah, the Bloom Festival.
I'd say the obelisk is one of the most photographed obelisks that you'd see anywhere. You know, the Papal Cross, rather.
Oh, it is, of course, yeah. And the Wellington Monument as well, and the Phoenix Monument. And as well, our gas lamps. Like, it'd be one of the few parks, I'd say, in Europe that has kind of, like, gas lamps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parks, I think, have replaced them with electricity and that type of thing. But we tried to restore back to what was originally there and that, you know?
And they all still work?
Every one of them still work, yeah.
Okay, I'll have to go up there in the evening. I've never been in there at night, only during the day.
All right.
Okay.
Right.
And you mentioned Bloom as part of it. Will that be part of the celebrations this year as well?
Bloom, they got around 90,000 last year at Bloom. It's a great success. It happens June weekend and that. But all the races, we have 230 events which we plan for, you know, running races, cycle races and that every year that happen in the park. You know, some of them go from about 2,000, like Jingle Bell, Simon, Aware, up to maybe 12,000 in the half marathon. And the marathon comes through the park as well, you know?
Yeah, I noticed one of the sports, the posher sports, maybe years ago was played there, but I don't think it's there now, polo.
Oh, it's still there.
Oh, is it? Really?
Still there and very much alive, yeah. That's played during the summer, from about spring to late summer. Yeah, they're there every Saturday training, and I think their games are on Sunday and that. But that's very much alive.
Wow, I didn't know that. I'll have to make a point to go. I'm learning stuff here now that I didn't know about. And what about cricket? That must be very popular up there
cricket,
as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. The cricket is, since Ireland bet Pakistan, I think, last year or the year before, cricket has gone very popular. But the cricket clubs are flying at the moment in the Phoenix Park, you know?
Mm-hmm. And is any of the part, one thing I'm not sure about, is it used for football as well? Is there
it
football
is.
Pitches up there?
We have the soccer, the FAI have a couple of soccer pitches there.
Whoa.
And the Dublin County Board have GAA pitches.
Okay.
So we've Gaelic and soccer here in the park.
Okay, well, I'm going off the point now because I want to get back to the historical reenactments of the motor racing, for instance. What will that entail?
Basically, the motor racing, the motor racing is back proper in August this year. Like, I mean, they'll be here for the weekend. I think it's around the first or second weekend in August. And then in September, they're going to be bringing in old cars and that type of thing. Gordon Bennett, I think he raced here in 29 or something like that, and he would be a famous racing driver in the past, you know. So they're going to bring in photos, videos, cards, and cars, vintage cars and that.
Okay.
So that'll be happening around the visitor centre maybe I think they're locking down a bit of Chesterfield Avenue to race some of these old cars up and down and that.
So there's going to be loads and loads of events, but mainly a lot of them family events, which is always great. People can go with as a
there's
family.
There's something there for all ages, you know.
Okay, can I ask you a personal question, Morris?
Sure, yeah.
How long are you the manager there and worked in the park?
Well, I'm the manager here about 8 years now, but I'm actually here 31 years this year.
So I was going to say, if you were a short-time man, I was going to say, is there anything in the park that you don't know about that surprises you?
Well, you always get surprised with the park, but I hope very little. That's the hope, anyway.
Okay. And the deer, I was watching a programme there recently about it, and the most of the fatalities that happen to the deer come through motor accidents. Is that correct?
They would, yeah. Well, we kind of have an optimum number, that we keep the deer around 450, 500, mm-hmm. and we find that works best. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because the deer at night now, it's very difficult to see them in that. And when they get frightened, they kind of bolt out in the roads, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, to protect, obviously, the motorists and drivers through the park, and also to protect the herd, we've been told by UCD, Mammal Research, who kind of oversee the health of the deer, that around 450, 500 is a nice number, you know?
Oh, it's terrific. But, of course, there's lots and lots of other wildlife up there as well.
Oh, there is, yeah. God, okay. Yeah.
And the zoo, of course, is a great attraction at all times. And it
well, that broke
carry through.
Best year, yeah, last year, I think, ever. I think it got over the million.
It did indeed. And the television programme. Maybe we should have a television programme about Phoenix Park, solely just about Phoenix Park, because that would
be
fascinating.
Nice they've been in recently now for the 350th and that.
I saw it, but it was too short for me.
Yeah. It was on RT there recently. They got a 10-minute slot and that. Yeah. Been on TV3 as well. So, like, but we do get a bit of coverage from time to time, you know?
It's a bit too short, though. The history is fascinating. So, I mean, there's a good couple. I mean, I could have you on for the whole 2 hours here, and I imagine we wouldn't even get to the full extent of how historic the park is.
Well, I think for the people of Ireland, I think the Phoenix Park is special, you know?
Okay, well, this is our chance for those of you who've never been. I'm always giving out about people who live, especially in Dublin. This is always amazes me when you say to people, have you ever been to the National Museum or Phoenix Park or the Botanic Gardens? No. And they sort of extol all these great places abroad, and they've never been to their own local places. So, I mean, this is a chance to see it in all its glory this year.
Well, I've seen now, year on year, the numbers coming to the park increasing. And I think a lot of people now, because they live in the apartments as well, they don't have a back garden as such. Mm-hmm. And I think the Phoenix Park kind of, you know, we have an awful lot of apartments around us and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. I think the Phoenix Park kind of, you know, is like a back garden.
And I imagine it's a great tourist attraction.
It is, of course. Yeah. Sure, we've tour buses coming right through the summer, you know.
Okay.
And a lot of the cruises now that pull into Dublin, some of them come to some of the bus tours up with tip up to the visitor centre and that, you know.
Okay, so I imagine the numbers are going to be up this year when you hear about the 350 anniversary.
Okay. Oh, I'd say so.
Morris, give us the details again of where people can look up on all the events as they start.
Yeah, it's on our website, phoenixpark.ie.
phoenixpark.ie.
And that'll be updated weekly, like, you know.
Yeah, and it's kicking off at Easter, is it?
Well, that'll probably really get going at Easter, yeah. But there is stuff at the moment now. There is stuff down Nashtown Visitor Centre.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little exhibition. It's kind of maps of the Phoenix Park, you know, all the buildings, all the natural areas and that type of thing. That's in Ashtown at the moment. Next month, then, we have the postcard that. Looking at my list here, we have... the Seamus Kearns collection of old postcards.
Okay.
And then the Ordnance Survey are in April. You know, so, like, there'll be something every month in Nashtown Visitor Centre. So there's something, a small little thing there at the moment. Will, as the year goes on, it will get bigger and bigger, you know?
Well, as I said at the outset, you don't need any celebrations to go up there. There's always something happening anyway.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be sort of an added bonus this year.
Then now you have it. Something special this year.
Okay. Thanks very much, Morrison. Congratulations.
I'm sure
there's been a lot of hard work put in there. And to yourself and all the staff, congratulations.
Thanks for ringing.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Right, and that's Morris Cleary, a park service manager with Phoenix Park. As you said there, you don't need an excuse to go up there, but everything will be a bonus this year up in the park. So do make your way up there.